Okay, I'm going to be very honest with all of you. If I keep putting this off, I'm never going to record anything. And the reason for that being is that, okay, listen, I'm very good on camera. Like, I can just hop on Instagram like this and just, you know, just vibe, just kind of give everyone my quick thoughts on something. But at the same time, I'm like, not everyone is always going to see that. Like, Instagram stories disappear after, like, what, 24 hours? And that's unless, you know, me being spontaneous, I maybe want to delete it. But, yeah, so I wanted to make longer episodes to fully discuss some of the intricate details that I always leave out. Which, by the way, you guys should all follow me on Instagram. It's just Angeles Pompa. I wanted to just do a sort of introduction thing because I could talk about anything. And also, okay, I'm doing this on Anchor and I'm not very tech savvy. I could be if I wanted to. I literally created a website in like 3 hours, but it says I can only record up to 30 minutes. So I'm only going to do 30 minutes. We're just going to start off with 30 minutes. If you guys have any, like, it says you can use any app on your computer and then upload the file. Okay, I don't know what app. And plus, my computer's acting up. Okay, I have an HP. So, what's his name? Bill Gates, if you're listening to this, which I know you never will, but if you are listening to this one day, you need to fix your computers, okay? Because there will be times when I want to use my computer. And you know what? This may also be God's sign. I don't even know. But, you know, it just won't turn on. And it'll just, like, say it's charging, but it's not charging. I may have overcharged. I don't really know. But anyway, so if you guys have any apps, please send them to me on my Instagram DMs, please. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. But literally, I could talk about anything. You know, half of me wants to talk about Cuba. Half of, even though IR is literally my worst subject, I try my best. But IR is very, very much so for the people that, you know, have time to learn about cultures and learn about different political systems, which, you know, they're just all over the place. They're very, very all over the place. You know, I could talk about how Pop-Tarts are getting smaller because that is political. It's, you know, due to inflation and stagnation and this current Biden administration's economy, which I will blame Biden for. You know what? I am. I used to not blame the president for a lot of stuff, but, you know, that's a whole thing about presidential influence versus, you know, presidential power. It's two different things. Actually, we might get into that today because, yeah, okay, because it's part of the reason why I went from left to right is because of I learned the differentiation between those two things. But, you know, I could talk about immigration. I could talk about, yeah, I could just talk about a lot of things, but I wanted to talk about, I guess we could start there. I guess if you want to know about politics, you have to know the difference between presidential power and presidential influence. And you know what? I actually have a book that taught me about that. Where is it? I'm literally recording this in my room, so my bookshelf is like right behind me. Okay, I'm not going to go through all that because my books are not organized because I'm trying to start up my book club again on Instagram. However, what I will say is this, is that I'm always reading like 3 books at a time. So I never finish a book within a week. I can finish a book in like 1 or 2 days, but not a week. It's just, I'm all over the place. But listen, I think it's called On Deaf Ears. I think I have access to Google at the same time I'm doing this. I think it's On Deaf Ears. Yes, it is On Deaf Ears and the... George C. Edwards. Yep. Okay. So that book, I had to read that book for one of my homework assignments for school and no one else chose that book, which by the way, you guys should have read that book. If you went to college with me, you should have read that book. But it was interesting to me because that book was talking about presidential influence. So it's a good book because it kind of directed me and it was interesting because this all kind of happened around the same time when I kind of switched from right to left, but that book basically talks about how, and it's kind of outdated because it doesn't really talk about, you know, the presidential influence through social media, but it does talk about presidential influence in other aspects. So like when TV first started to come out, how the president very, very much dictated how something would appear, even though, you know, behind the scenes, it was very, very bad. I remember it also gave the example of, oh my gosh, I haven't read this book in like a year. It also gave the example of like Watergate and, you know, how all that was handled so well, parentheses, you know, it could have gotten worse, but it was handled very well, you know, so because of this presidential influence, you know, but that's just a whole other thing. And yeah, but yeah, Nixon's a whole story though. But basically what I want to say is, that's a good book if you guys want to know the difference, because that one, again, it's a little bit outdated because it doesn't have social media and like, you know, Twitter or Instagram and all this stuff. But it is a very good book if you guys want to know that aspect of the president. And I mentioned that book and it was a big influence for me in me kind of switching from the left to the right, because when I was on the left, I used to go to like all these protests and like, I used to do so much. I went to protests. I used to teach English classes for immigrants. Not immigrants, just like people in general that didn't know English. Was that racist? Was that kind of just, I don't know. I'm barely starting this podcast. I'm already going to be controversial. But anyway, yeah, but I went to like these meetings of like Know Your Rights seminars and whatnot. Oh my gosh, which by the way, all cap, because there are no rights that we do not have. That's all I got to say. You know, but the main theme in all of those was that the president was to blame for everything. This was during Trump's era because, you know, during Obama, like none of this activism stuff was as heavily as it is now, I will say. But they would always say that the president was to blame for everything. The president, aka being Trump. It was always Trump this, Trump that, like Trump's administration did this, Trump's administration did that. And I'm like, buddy, you guys do realize that the Democrats controlled everything, right? They controlled the actual legislative side of politics. And I never understood why they would always put everything on the president, even though the president had literally no legislative power. And the book kind of helped me understand that the president doesn't have legislative power, but he has influential power because he is the one that has to execute the law, right? Because you have these three different branches of government and the president is the one that has to execute the law and make sure that, you know, if the president is not being respected, the country won't be respected. And then if no one respects the president, no one respects Congress, then you're going to have this sort of, you know, kind of what we saw during the whole COVID thing when there was kind of this, you know, Trump's about to be out, so I don't really care anymore. We're just going to create chaos on the streets. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, truth be told, that the president is just the easiest person to blame because he is a singular person, the singular person in politics and in Congress specifically. I mean, he's not really part of Congress because that's his own branch, but he's the only political figure that can be singled out so easily. And it's easy for the left to have used the president, you know, when it's convenient for them, because right now they're not blaming Biden, they're blaming Republicans. But it's easier for people, especially when you don't adhere to the factual side of things, but rather you're adhering to feelings of people. Now, what do I mean by that? Oh my gosh, I need water. I haven't talked this much in so long. So listen, what I realized was that when I was on the left, they would blame the president because although he had no legislative power, he had influential power, which is, you know, kind of what this book describes, is that since he is, and they blamed him because the influential power that Trump had came from his Twitter mostly, because, you know, his Twitter was very controversial. Here's the interesting part though. When I was on the left and I was noticing all this, is that you guys have to realize that although Trump said a lot of silly things on his Twitter, I don't think he did, okay? I thought he was quite funny. But then again, I think it's because me and him have the same personality. We're very, very strong characters. And like, we try to make politics kind of fun, like not so serious, but I can understand how our tone may come off as like rude, because I get that a lot. Like on my Instagram, like just yesterday, someone texted me. They're like, Angelus, I'm gonna block you. And I'm just like, why are you gonna block me? Like, why? And I mean, I didn't really care. I was just like, okay, whatever. And they're like, you just come off as kind of rude. And I was like, listen, I get that. Like, I always get told that. But I promise you, if you actually sit down, have a cup of coffee with me or something, I promise you I'm not like that. I promise you. I'm actually very, very nice. It's just, you know, I try to make politics fun, but I guess it's not coming off that way. But it is okay. It is what it is. But on the legislative side On the legislative side of things, though, he was not that bad. You know, I always tell people when people give me the laziest excuse, they're like, I'm like, okay, why are you against Trump? And they'll be like, oh, because he's racist, he's xenophobic, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, when was he racist? He's like, oh my, the basic answer I always get, and a lot of Republicans might feel this way too. Well, not just Republicans, because not every Republican is a Trump supporter, but, you know, they might be like, oh my gosh, like he said all those bad things about Mexicans, how they were drug addicts and cartel people and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, he was not talking about that. He was talking about MS-13. I'm like, get your facts straight. I'm trying so hard not to cuss right now. I'm like, get your facts straight. He wasn't talking about that. Okay, the next thing. Okay, but like, I didn't like, okay, or the next excuse would be like, oh my gosh, I didn't like how he talked, how he came off to people. I'm like, okay, how did he come off to people? I'm like, how? Any of his staff members will tell you he had a good retention rate in his employees, unlike Kamala Harris, who, you know, very, very toxic environment from what we've been hearing. Or I'm like, if you guys see videos of people from his staff, like, Trump is one of the people that he is literally rich. Like, he is stinking rich, okay? That man is rich. And he will greet a janitor the same way he'll greet, like, you know, maybe a top, what's it called? The basketball NBA player? NBA, I'm not a sports person, I'm sorry. An NBA player, like, at the same level. Like, if you are even a maid to Prince Harry or something, like, he'll, you know, he's gonna say hi to you guys in the same exact way. So I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And they'll be like, oh my gosh, she's Twitter, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay, and some people have different personalities. If you want people to accept you for your personality, accept them. I'm like, get your shit together. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry for all the parents on here. I did not mean to cuss. But I'm like, okay. And then the next thing they always say is, oh my gosh, he was so xenophobic. I was like, what are you talking about? And they'll be like, oh, like, you know, he had the whole Muslim ban thing, blah, blah. I'm like, there was no such thing as a Muslim ban. I'm like, please look it up. I'm not going to go into the whole thing of it, but that was not a thing. That was just a term that was created by the Democrats and the media ran with it. I'm like, you guys have to get your stuff together. But anyway, I'm pointing this out because, again, rounding up the little circle of this conversation is, I guess, the first step, again, to politics is knowing the difference between presidential influence and presidential power. Do not confuse the two, because when I was on the left, I was heavily confused because I started getting more into politics and just not just like the whole fake side of it, like I said, with this whole xenophobia thing and the Muslim ban, but just a lot of other stuff in general. Again, the whole, you know, blaming the president is just so easy because these people on the left are so in tune to identity politics. And for those of you guys who don't know what identity politics is, I guess in short summary, it is when you adhere to a person's, you know, feelings or psychological influence so they can be on your side, right? And a lot of people can do this through race. They do this through, like, I say storytelling. They do this through, how do I say it? Like, acting a certain way to make sure people feel comfortable with you. For example, a Hispanic politician might adhere to their Mexican values, even though that's not who they really are, just to adhere to the Mexican population. That's very specific, but you guys see where I'm going with this. So I say that because, again, it's kind of the reason why I started to leave the left, because I was very adhered to my feelings when I was with them, and a lot of people still are. And so, again, that's the presidential influence part. However, you know, presidential power is something completely different, you know, because, oh my gosh, I'm like zoning out. Do any of you guys ever just like discern from reality? Because that's like happening to me right now. But then you have, you know, people on the right who adhere mostly to the facts. I hate the when people always say, oh, but like, do you guys, you know, conservatives don't believe in science, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, we do. I'm like, yes, we do. And we understand that science is changing, you know, unlike what Fauci said. But, you know, we believe in the science, which is why we're over here. We're more on the factual side. And this is where the presidential power actually comes into play, you know. And I sound right now like I'm saying that the conservative movement is better than the liberal, you know, liberal movement, leftist movement. You know, I'm just going to come out and say, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that is even more precise because if you guys have ever seen the Michael Knowles book where it's like, what's it called? Reasons to Vote for Democrats. I'm not going to tell you guys what the book says. Just go ahead and read it. It's just, anyway, presidential power, what I found out to be is, you know, the president's actual role in politics, which is this executor of the law, which is this person who has to appeal, you know, they have to actually appeal to authority. They have to be this presence of power, because if the president is not this dominant force, then again, we're not going to be taken seriously. And when I was on the left, I didn't see that through, because I didn't see until right now when I can kind of see this comparison of like Biden specifically and, you know, versus Trump. It's like Biden is being left when they had that G7 summit. Like Biden was literally at the very back. Like he was not taken seriously versus Trump, but he was at the G7 summit under his presidency. This is kind of where the presidential power comes out. It's like when he enters into a room, you see this kind of power, you see this power presence. And again, the president has to be someone that the community respects. It's kind of like, how do I say it? It's kind of like, I guess, the mom figure. I don't want to say the mom figure. It's kind of like the dad figure, this masculine figure. Obviously, a president can be a woman, but you guys see what I'm trying to say, right? They have to be this person of power who, when they speak, people will listen to. And not just that, but like the president's actual power, again, is not through legislative making, how the left made it seem all this time. The president has to be a power structure, which, you know, Biden right now is not. Obama was not. Obama was a different story, though. He was a manipulator, but we're not going to get right into it. I wanted to start off with that, I guess, because if you guys want to understand where this podcast is going to go, it's going to go in the direction of the factual side. We understand here that the president does not have any legislative power. That's Congress. And we're going to understand that this specific president currently, I will be talking a lot about because, again, our country is in danger. And the second topic that I kind of wanted to bring in, I only have like a couple minutes left, but I wanted to talk about outside forces. International relations, again, is not my best subject, but I was yesterday, so I had just gone to Mexico a month ago, and yesterday I was watching this YouTube video about how China had bought hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland here in the United States, and that should be concerning to a lot of people. And I mentioned Mexico because China is also buying farmland in Mexico. And you might be asking, why is this relevant? Why am I going to be talking about it? Because listen, we need to start opening our eyes to what's happening. And the whole president thing, what I just said, influence versus power, ties into this, because this is not just a hate on Biden. This is not just a hate on the Democrats. This is not just a hate on Republicans who turned against the party. This is me wanting to educate you guys on the truth. I was blind for so long when I was on the left, when I was away from Christ. And I don't want anyone falling behind on what is going to happen to this country. If we don't start speaking out and we don't start focusing on what actually matters, and we don't start pointing out organizations and influential powers and influential people within politics and within the media, because I will say there's so much misinformation out there, and it's all by these blue checkmark people on Twitter. I don't have Twitter, but I have this, I'm not going to get into it, but you know, all these checkmark people on Twitter who literally have no background in actual politics. And when I say politics, I don't mean like the sociological aspect of it. I mean like the physical hard truth, like the physical hard truth. Like they don't read books that they should read, you know, because you can read any book and be considered smart, but it takes the right person to know how to interpret a book. Again, because I could have easily read that book, The On Deaf Ears, Bully Pulpit, and I could have said, oh my gosh, the president has so much power, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're the most influential person. Not really. But, you know, I didn't take it that way because I knew of this other aspect. So what I'm trying to say is I wanted to create this podcast more than anything to educate you guys on the differences between people who will manipulate you in politics and what is actually the facts. Because, again, when I was on the left, I was heavily taken advantage of. Not just that, but I learned a lot of stuff that, you know, maybe the average person doesn't know, or that the or people within that field that are working for these politicians don't admit, because they're blinded by their beliefs. They really are. I mean, like I said, I always say I switched, but I never really did. And I talk more about this on my YouTube video. You guys can go look at it. It's on my YouTube. It's just Angela's Pampa. But yeah, so I'm gonna be very open and honest with you guys. I mean, at the end of the day, like, all this ties in power. Like, I mentioned China because that's just one of the many examples that we're gonna be getting into. It's like international relations, again, it's a very, very heavy subject. A lot of people don't like to talk about it. I'm very bad at it. I'm gonna try my best. But if we don't start taking care of ourselves in this country, if we don't start standing up for our values, I really don't know where this country is gonna go. And I say that as someone who used to believe that this country had the perfect politicians, that the government loved us, that I don't need to worry about anything. I just need to worry about, me living my best life. Sort of this, Charlie Kirk said it really well at my first Turning Point event that I went to in Arizona this year. He said that the United States has become a pleasure colony. And what that means is that, you know, again, people on the left and blind people on the right have begun to see the United States as a sort of, oh, all we need to fix is racism and we're good. Like, no one else cares about what we're doing. I always get told this thing too, that like, China doesn't care what we're doing. We need to focus on ourselves. Like, our biggest problem is racism, but I'm not racist. I'm just going to live my life. I'm going to go not have kids, not have a family, just travel for the rest of my life. That is, you know, as Charlie Cook put it, that is the most adult kid thing to do. If I said that, I don't think I said that correctly, but what he was hinting at is that we have basically become adult children. We don't want responsibilities. We don't want to hold our government accountable. We don't, you know, we're just reposting stuff on our social medias. We're just going to a protest here and there. I used to do this, okay, so I'm blaming myself too, but, you know, we just go to a protest here and there and we think we're creating change and we're not. You know, we're really not, unless we see the fundamental value that this country holds, and unless we start to hold our government accountable, because it does have its flaws. I'm not saying capitalism is to blame for this. I'm saying corrupt politicians are, because I could go on and on, but again, I don't know how to make this longer than 30 minutes, so we're just gonna leave it at this. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. More is gonna be to come. I want to break down what I'm going to talk about. If you guys have any suggestions or stories you guys want me to talk about, I'm going to try to get to at least like 2 to 3 stories a day. It just kind of depends how important the story. I don't want to say how important, because everything is important, but we have to put priorities. So depending on the priority of a story, we'll go from there. But yeah, so I guess thank you guys for listening. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Remember, you are made in the image and likeness of God, and you are a loved child. Okay, I'll end with that. Hope you guys have a good rest of your day.